Genesis, chapter 55, Joseph before Pharaoh. 1. What is wisdom? And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. 2. Who have a good understanding? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. 3. How was this shown to be true in the life of Joseph? 4. Who had a dream 2 years later. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. 5. What was the dream? And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. 6. What success did Pharaoh have in getting his dream interpreted? And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. 7. How was Joseph's experience in prison now turned to his favor? Then spoke the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. 8. What did Pharaoh say to Joseph when he came before him? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it, and I have heard say of you, that you canst understand a dream to interpret it. 9. Who did Joseph say of himself? And to whom did he ascribe the power? And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. 10. After Pharaoh had related his dream, how did Joseph interpret it? And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. 11. What did he say the repetition of the dream indicated? And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh 2x, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. 12. What advice did he give to Pharaoh? Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. 13. What did Pharaoh think of this advice? And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. 14. Whom did Pharaoh think was the most suitable for the work which Joseph had advised? And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. 15. To what position did Pharaoh advance Joseph? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the 2nd chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without ye shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. 16. What scripture was fulfilled in the history of Joseph in Egypt? The wicked watches the righteous, and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. 17. What sure promise is given to those who trust and serve the Lord? Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Notes. Pharaoh showed his appreciation of the fact that true wisdom comes from God to those who are his servants in truth, by saying of Joseph when he had advised that men be appointed to preserve food for the time of famine. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? He knew that there was no use in looking further. A man to whom God had given such wisdom was just the one to carry out the work which he had advised. The question may arise, was this knowledge that Joseph had miraculous? Did God give him special knowledge just because he was a good man? We believe not, at least not wholly. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, says the psalmist. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The law of God is infinite in breadth, and it is that in which a righteous man meditates. Surely then it ought to make him broad-minded. When the mind contemplates little things, it contracts. When it dwells upon great themes, it expands. Therefore, since the law of God is the greatest thing, exceeding broad, it must enlarge the understanding of the man who thinks of it continually, in order that his way may be right. Take the book of Proverbs alone. The man who studies that book carefully, and who follows its teachings, cannot go wrong. It is the best book in the world for a man to study, who wants to be successful in business. It is fully in harmony with the words of our Savior. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But we are not to suppose that every man who studies the word of God and walks in its light will have an equal amount of knowledge. God gives men the power to get wealth, but he does not give equal ability to all. So he does not give to all equal ability to acquire knowledge. And this should keep those of superior ability from boasting over those of less ability. For who makes you to differ from another? And what have you that you did not receive? Now if you did receive it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? E.J. Wagoner.